Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On location at Giving Hearts Day World Headquarters. That's right. It should be worldwide. It's so darn fun. It's 24 hours of giving happening today, and we're going to spend a lot of our time today talking about what's happening here. And we'll do, how about this, Kev? We'll do what's on your mind in 10 minutes. The normal what's on your mind in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then the rest of the show, we're going to show the love.
Well, what's on my mind is Giving Hearts today. So.
I know, me too.
And kind of, we you know, depending on the day, it's that's what's on my mind today.
It is, it's fun. It's easy for donors to give. It's a gateway for donors to connect with charities doing important work improving health and the quality of life in our region. North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota is where the charities are located. Hashtag today, Giving Hearts Day, or help someone. And you can follow at Giving Hearts Day on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. GivingHeartsDay.org is the website. 16th year for Giving Hearts Day. 560 charities this year, including 37 new charities. And again, we'll be talking to a few of them. A couple things I think we should talk about in the news before we get to the charities today. One is, there's briefings going on today in the House and later in the Senate, military intelligence officials briefing members of Congress on what we know about the Chinese balloon. Okay? And let me read from the Wall Street Journal here in a story that just broke. The Chinese balloon that crossed the U.S. was outfitted with antennas likely capable of collecting communications, a senior State Department official said, adding that the Biden administration is preparing to take action against China's surveillance program. I'll bet they're worried, huh?
Action. Define action.
They're shaking their boots. Their idea of action is, what's that balloon? It's in Alaska. Well, let's watch it. Let's watch it go over the Air Force Base in Montana and traipse across the U.S. down there to South Carolina. And then,
you know,
it's over water, so now maybe we should shoot it.
Did you see some of the breakdown of the info about China's not just doing this over us.
A lot of places.
They know that there are at least five continents or countries that they're maneuvering these balloons over.
Yeah.
It's like, so why? What do you, you know, that can't all be for weather research. And by the way, many countries around the world have been doing weather research that they share with the global community for years and years and years. So not a lot of research needed, really, for the weather.
Not a lot of sharing going on.
All of that. Yeah, not a lot of
weather balloon.
Yeah, not a lot of giving there. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I know, and I think there is something to the argument. Hey, we wanted to see what it was capable of, what it was doing, get some some intel on the thing. You know, obviously keep our eye on it. My thing is that, well, I just don't understand why
we could for 10 seconds. That's the most lamest excuse ever.
I could see. You know, well, I could say, I mean, you want to gather intel on the thing.
Yeah,
you
want Alaska.
But that's what I'm saying. Did you need to let it go the entire length of the country before you got the intel and then drop it in the ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't find a farm field in Kansas somewhere that maybe would have worked? I'm just saying.
In this briefing, they supposedly provided details that the U.S. had gathered since tracking and shooting down the official. Shooting down the balloon, rather, according to the official. The balloon was also equipped, you ready, Kev? With large solar panels capable of powering an array of intelligence collection sensors.
That's what China
Scumbags.
Does. I mean, this is one of many ways that they are doing what they are doing. They make no mistake. You know, how they're doing it, what they're doing, I don't know what the end game is. I mean, the world domination, I don't know if they think they can actually do that or pull that off, but they seem to be working there. Look at TikTok. Look at the rest of it. Look at the spies in our congressional bedrooms that are in the offices of D.C. and everywhere else. I mean, the university campuses that they're in. They broke down something like hundreds of campuses are dealing with, you know, embedded spies.
We need to get serious about this.
Seriously.
We need to get serious about this. And obviously, this is an embarrassment for the Biden administration.
It's like a death by a thousand cuts, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they just keep coming with a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. All of a sudden, it's gone.
I've read two paragraphs of this story. If I read the whole thing, you'd weep openly. So it's just lie after lie by the Chinese and big mess. Big mess. One bit of good news, if you want some good news, evidently the high-altitude U-2 aircraft that we have was used to gather information about the craft. But, again, to our point, do it over Alaska and be done with it. Don't let it come down to Malmstrom or anything else, so it's kind of a mess.
Well, I'm betting that anything that it did gather, that we're good enough that it didn't get back to the CCP, you know, whatever it was, you know. But yeah, it's good that I think there's some validity to the argument about we need to get intel on this thing to see how they gather it, what they're gathering, how they're doing it. So, but yeah, did they need to let it go the whole length of the country to do that?
Another topic. Donald Trump accusing Ron DeSantis of being a groomer. What do you think of that?
Unbelievable, man.
You know what he's doing?
It's unbelievable. Don.
This is his little Marco thing.
Stop it.
This is the
yeah.
What do you call Ted Cruz again? He had a good one for Ted Cruz.
It's the name calling, labeling.
It's 2016 all over again.
Those tactics are going to work. It's a different makeup, man. And this is the problem that Donald Trump is going to have. Don't get me wrong. I'll say it again. Any world in which the option is anybody that's on the Democratic ticket, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden or Donald Trump, 1,000% and plus one, I'm voting for Donald Trump. But he's his own worst enemy when it comes to this stuff.
Lion Ted Cruz. That's what
Lion Ted Cruz. Yeah, now Ron DeSantis is a pedophile?
He's a groomer.
Sanctimonious? Dude, stop. It's going to kill you.
I wish he would have... And I don't know if this is possible, but I wish he'd have a better set of advisors around him.
Oh, I know, man. You and I talked about that.
That would say, you know, sir, I know that worked last time, and it worked because we were so tired of, you know, the same old from Republicans. But that stuff wears out the middle.
They're done.
It turns off
gone.
Moderate Republicans. They don't
soccer moms.
They don't like it. So this go around, I would just be about him and what he learned while his 4 years and how he can take on the swamp and there's nobody else equipped to do it. And I mean, he's got a great story.
Point I made on What's on Your Mind yesterday when you were out, like, you know, you listen to his message, the real State of the Union, border wide open, et cetera, et cetera. And then you listen to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It's the same message. They're going to be all of the people on the Republican ticket at the primary. It's the same message. The present administration is killing us. Inflation's out of control. Crime's out of control. Border's out of control. Fentanyl's out of control. Same message. But did you notice how Sarah Huckabee Sanders had a much softer? It's like talk softly and carry a big stick. That's what she did. I felt brought in by her.
Like
I felt,
Maggie Thatcher-ish.
I felt confident in what she said that she would do it because in the arena when we get into MMA when you get into fighting and stuff like this, the guy that has the most intimidation is the guy that whispers, "I'm going to kick your ass," not the guy that screams it.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the problem that Trump's got. If he doesn't stop that, it's going to kill him, and the mushy middle won't vote for it ever.
DeSantis has responded to Trump. Essentially, if you missed this, what Trump did was share a social media post insinuating that DeSantis behaved inappropriately around students when he worked as a private school teacher. So it's sort of like innuendo, and Trump is sharing somebody else's social media post, okay? And there's a photo taken from a story reported in The Hill back in 2021, which was a blog run by a Democratic super PAC. Okay, so you're using Oppo research from the Democrats in a photo and putting it next to this story with DeSantis at a party with a group of teenagers.
And nobody believes that about Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, the
now you're becoming a spin doctor, man. Stop that.
New York Times reported on it as well.
Stay on message.
Yeah. And anyway, DeSantis dismissed the attack when he was asked about it, said, quote, "I spend my time delivering results for the people of Florida and fighting against Joe Biden. That's how I spend my time. I don't spend my time trying to smear other Republicans."
Yes, and he said it very well, perfectly said.
That's an ouch.
That is a huge ouch.
Yeah. That is an ouch. When asked during his press conference how the proposed legislation might address Trump's attack, there's evidently some kind of a bit of legislation on defamation that's going through Florida. He said, "It's different for me because I can fight back and people just know I face defamatory stuff every single day I've been governor. That's just the nature of it. But I have a platform to fight back, and a lot of these other people that are smaller, they don't necessarily have a platform to fight back." Interesting connection to that. So,
Trump will bury himself if he keeps this up, because the level heads like DeSantis, like Nikki Haley, like Mike Pompeo will rule the day. They will rule the day with the level-headed same message. It's the messenger that the people aren't down for, those that aren't big fans of Trump. That's where he loses them.
Different strategy. Different strategy. For sure. All right. We'll continue with more after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. First of many charities we'll be chatting with, second of many, I guess, on What's On Your Mind next.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Have you adjusted your crop insurance policy to reflect the increase in commodity prices and input costs? Hi, this is Bethany Renz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We want to partner with you to provide you a comprehensive policy structure to protect your farm's revenue and preserve your equity. Give us a call today to set up a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent prior to March 15th. For contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're projected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Live and on location from Giving Hearts Day's headquarters. We might, this segment, cross over to 10 million. We shall see. There's the great Irv Inniger popping in to say hello. Oh, what a gem. They are about to give away They is Gate City Bank, actually. There are a number of boosts and matches and awards and different incentives that are happening throughout the day for Giving Hearts Day. And a big one comes from Gate City Bank in celebration of their 100th year in business. It's going to be a $100,000 gift that will go to one lucky charity. And I believe they are giving that away at 9:30. So we'll have details on that coming up in just a little bit, which is kind of fun. There's also $25,000 gifts donated by Dakota Medical Foundation and Gate City Bank. There is $500,000 in committed match dollars from dozens of regional businesses. There's 16 golden tickets in value from $1,000 to $25,000. And they randomly pick, so if you donate to the Ann Carlson Center, and later that night they tell you you have a golden ticket, it could be a $25,000 prize, but then you can donate that $25,000, or multiple charities will benefit from that as well. A lot of fun things like that that are happening. So a lot of reasons to give today on Giving Hearts Day, 16th year of the charity, 560 charities, 37 of those are new. The goal is to inspire at least 75,000 Giving Hearts to support a charity on February 9th. In other words, 75,000 different people giving to a charity. So, and giving, by the way, means of your hard-earned dollars, but also your time and goods as well. So we're having a lot of fun for Giving Hearts Day. I want to remind you it's always a good day to get on into PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Today the specials include in Valley City pulled pork or French dip sandwich, in Harwood tater tot hot dish, West Main Avenue West Fargo has lasagna and southern chicken bowl today, 12th Avenue and I-29 scallop potatoes and ham, NP Avenue Salisbury steak, Glendon cheeseburger mac today, and on 45th Street PetroServe USA location meatloaf today. All that home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you to have some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for lunch today. Tiffany Hunt is our next guest. Tiffany is the Chief Development Officer for the Ann Carlson Center. Live and direct from Giving Hearts Day headquarters. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
What do you think of that buzz?
It's... Oh, sorry. Am I sitting close enough?
Just go a little closer. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's really busy in here.
It's fun, isn't it?
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is the best day of the year. So yeah. Thank you.
That's great. How much did Ann Carlson Center raise last year?
Last year, we raised just over $600,000 in a single day.
Wow.
So it's a big day of impact for us at all of our 8 locations. So, you know, we're very excited. We've got a little bit of a bigger goal this year. At 725, so we hope everyone gets out there and supports their favorite charity, but of course I'm pulling for us.
Of course you are. How do you connect with the donors and potential donors and supporters and have them give? Talk a little bit about the whole Giving Hearts Day encouragement that goes on.
Sure. So for Giving Hearts Day, we've had multiple messages across social media. We know that Giving Hearts Day is more of a grassroots kind of effort through social media and personalized contacts. We've sent emails, we've made phone calls, we've had personalized visits, we've had conversations with some of our business partners, Farmers Union Insurance is doing a triple match for us from 11 to 1, and then Dakota Bank is doing another triple match at 4 to 6, and that's just a lot of people who throw out support and want to see all of the individuals we serve really thrive. So there's a lot of personalized touches, but we are very grateful for new donors, existing donors, and all those in between. So
sounds like if you're planning your giving today and when you're going to give, those triple matches are pretty cool.
They are the best times to give.
Yeah.
We'll take them whenever you want, but those are our favorite times, and certainly the businesses that supported us are very grateful to be able to support during those times too. So,
what do you most want people to know about the Ann Carlson Center?
You know, I think we are doing more across the state of North Dakota than people realize. When I travel around, I hear people who say, oh, I thought Ann Carlson just served those with autism or severe disabilities. And really, we are doing more than people think in more locations than they'll ever know. We have everything from very mild cases of physical therapy needs, where somebody might just need us for a couple of months and then they're whole and healed and on their way. And then we care for people who have complex medical needs too. And we're in 8 locations across the state of North Dakota. And we also do things like respite care, early intervention in people's homes. You know, we have a lot of different programs and like early intervention, residential care, in-home support. We have our I Can Bike programs that teach individuals with physical challenges how to ride bicycles. We have our Zot Arts programs in the summer, which is an adaptive art program. And then we have our Annie's House up in Botno for adaptive ski, so individuals with disabilities can learn how to ski and participate in everyday recreational activities. So we're doing a lot.
Yeah, that's great. And boy, those 8 locations are sure important considering the early origins, the amount of time and effort it would take to drive to Jamestown. That outreach has got to be very popular as well with your clients and with the family. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so blessed that there is more communities that would love for us to expand. Expansion, as we know, takes funds, and that's what we're trying to do. We would love to grow our efforts. We're currently building our new facility in Jamestown to kind of get ahead of our 81-year-old building that we have, and we're a third of the way done with that. So we're excited to be opening the new facility next February is when the project is supposed to be complete.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to tell us?
We just really appreciate everybody's support. And, you know, if you have the opportunity to share of your time, your wealth, or your talents, we appreciate all efforts. We do have a volunteer sign-up spot on the givingheartsday.org page. So please think that if you don't have resources to share, that your time wouldn't be valued, because it definitely would. We would love for everybody to feel involved and understand the individuals that we serve and to help us make the world a more inclusive place.
That's fantastic. Well, it was great to chat with you on an exciting day. And tell me the times again on those matches.
11 to 1 and 4 to 6.
All right. Good time to give. Ann Carlson Center is part of Giving Hearts Day. Tiffany, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
We're having a lot of fun on an exciting day at the Giving Hearts Day headquarters. We did hit 10 million, as I thought we might in this segment. $10,017,047, as a matter of fact, right now at Giving Hearts Day. So that number continues to grow and grow and grow. Join the fun, givingheartsday.org. More after this.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. The president will be down in Tampa, Florida today to continue his dialogue to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs. One of the few statements made at the State of the Union address that had both Democrats and Republicans standing to applaud. Air Force One touches down at 12:15 p.m. local time. The Department of Justice announced a guilty plea was reached in Texas. The man involved with the 2019 El Paso Walmart mass shooting, Patrick Crucius, pleaded guilty to 90 federal hate crimes and firearms violations. He further admitted that he intended to kill everyone he shot and was deliberately seeking people of Hispanic origin. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division said, quote, "White nationalist-fueled violence has no place in our society today," end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I see what you did there. The love train.
The love train, buddy.
You're feeling the love, aren't you?
Yeah, that's kind of got a theme going today.
Yeah. A lot of love for Giving Hearts Day, which is awesome. We're brought to you by Chose Investments. We love our roommates, as Kevin usually says, at 2852 Thunder Road. They have been a great partner for us in expanding WDAY and the Flag Family Headquarters. They can do the same for you. Investing for success, building for future. That's what they do. Commercial sales and leasing, industrial sales and leasing, land development and sales. They just know. Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com. So last year at Giving Hearts Day, 41,000 donors gave more than 90,000 gifts to nearly 550 charities, totaling $26.6 million. So on Giving Hearts Day, the total last year was $26.6 million. We're already at $10,125,000 and some change. So let's keep the love going. That's a lot of love.
That is a lot of love.
$10 million.
Oh, talk about impact.
That's some serious love, isn't it? Yeah, so just to give you a little frame of reference from last year and what we're looking to do here. You know, I'm going to be interested, too. Some people say economy's slowing down, people are a little cautious, maybe a recession coming. That would naturally track with people being a little more cautious about their giving. This will be a good barometer.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to tell. They beat last year, and that's going to kind of remove that argument.
Don't let the tight budget keep you from doing what you can. We've talked about it all morning. It's a lot of people giving a little to get to a lot and do a lot of good. So, yeah. I mean, a dollar is a game changer, $5. But you get 40, 50,000, you know, you get the numbers we're talking about in our neighborhood, and it adds up. We're over $10 million, you know.
I know people.
It's awesome. That's where all of it comes from. Those $5, $10, you know, maybe you have 50, you divide it up over five charities, 10 bucks each. Awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, I know people, husband and wife, will say, okay, I'm going to do my 20 at 25 bucks each. You do your 20 at 25 bucks each, and, you know, that's not a small amount of money.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's spreading the love a little bit around.
It's unreal.
Others will pick their favorites. I'm one to kind of pick my favorites. and just want to give them a boost.
I do. Yeah, I have my near and dears.
Yeah. Yep. Show them a little love. Yep. It's fun. I mean, and it's almost mind-boggling now with 560 charities to be able to, you know, sift through them and say, hey, who am I going to give to? What am I going to do?
I just love meeting all these amazing people that are doing the amazing work. Yeah. It's just, it's like a parade of them around here.
It is.
And like I'm a serious underachiever. I need to seriously get it to
work. It's jam-packed right now. There's a ton of people that are out here having a great time. Already 16,800 some donors, by the way. We should keep track of the donor amount because they're trying to reach a new total of 75,000 donors before they're all said and done. So, this is a favorite charity of mine, is here to talk a little bit about the good that can be done at Giving Hearts Day. Angela Wambach's here from the Women's Care Center. She's the executive director. Angie, how are you?
I'm great. Great to be here, Scott.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you.
How big a deal is Giving Hearts Day for the Women's Care Center?
It's a very big deal. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year that really supports 20% of our annual budget.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. What do you do at the Women's Care Center?
We provide free and confidential pregnancy testing, limited ultrasounds, goals counseling. We do parenting and pregnancy education for women and their significant others or support person. We have one-on-one education as well as group classes. We have a mom's support group, and we're starting a strong father's program soon. We also provide them with material assistance. We have a crib club where they can get cribs, strollers, high chairs, diapers, blankets, clothing, just about anything. We also spend a lot of time seeing what other needs that they might have and look at them real holistically and help them meet their needs by referring them to other organizations or facilities in the community as well.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot, but we love it.
I hear a cheer.
I think someone just won.
I hear a cheer. They'll tell us what happened here in a little bit, but somebody was going to get a little boost from the folks at the Gate City Bank, I believe, is doing their $100,000 giveaway. So
it'll be fun to find out who did that.
Exactly right. I don't know if you can hear the cheers, but Angie and I can, that's for sure. You mentioned the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the outreach you do to fathers.
Sure. Well, we really always encourage father of baby, whether they're together with the mom or not, to really come in for all the appointments. And or they can come in one-on-one on themselves as well. They also earn the same incentives that the mom earns as far as coupons and diapers that they can use. The coupons is what they use in the crib club for the material goods. And we give them diapers for all their appointments as well. And the father can earn those too, whether they're together or separately, because they're both going to be taking care of this little one for the rest of their lives. So we really encourage them to come in. We're trying to start a strong fathers program, so we're looking for a few strong men who are willing to be mentors to men in our community about being strong fathers. So we have a program all set up and ready to go. We're just working and collaborating with some individuals in the community to help us put that on for these men.
And what does it mean to be a strong father?
It means being a good support person, how to, you know, learning parenting skills. It's learning how to co-parent or, you know, whatever that need might be, and just being a strong man and, you know, taking leadership in the family and to take responsibility for that child and help and support the mother of the child as well so that they have a more sufficient family.
Do you have any statistics on if someone comes in and they access your services, maybe thinking in their mind, you know, abortion's the only route, mm-hmm. How many choose life instead, you know?
9 out of 10.
Is that right?
Yes, and that's a really remarkable, I feel, because we have about 45 to 48% women coming in that are considering abortion as an option. So that's almost half, and 9 out of 10 will still choose life for their unborn child.
Yeah, that's a victory right there. That's a reason to support the Women's Care Center. That's incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah, yes. And even just this week, we had a client who came in and she was, you know, certain that's what she wanted to do was having an abortion. She just felt like she had to. Was very nervous, just very like, I need to get this done. And we did her pregnancy intake and we did an ultrasound. And when she saw the ultrasound, she chose to parent. She's like, I can't even believe I was considering that. And, you know, she had three others at home. And so to see how just the time and helping her talk through her own thoughts and feelings and showing her an ultrasound help her make that decision. She made the choice. We didn't make it for her. You know, she made that choice based off of love, support, and information.
Talk about the role of the ultrasound in that statistic of 9 out of 10 choosing life if they come in. How important is that?
It's very significant, yes. So many women, you know, believe the lie that it's a clump of cells. You know, they don't visualize it as a baby. And so when they see the baby on the screen, and we don't say the word baby, they say the word baby. They'll see it. They'll see the arms and the legs and the beating heart. And it's at that moment they recognize that as their child, typically. You know, it's very, very impactful. They can hear the heartbeat, too. I mean, if they choose to, we don't always play, you know, have them hear it. But if they choose to hear the heartbeat, we play the heartbeat for them briefly. And it's just so impactful for them because it really, it's that window into the womb. They can actually see what's going on within their body instead of making assumptions or going by what they've heard or anything like that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And of course, if they end up at the abortion clinic, they don't see the ultrasound, right?
Typically not, yes. Yeah. I mean, if they requested it, I'd probably show it to them, but typically they will not.
So that tells you what you need to know there for sure. Has the decision on Roe versus Wade changed things for your work?
Absolutely. We've had to put in a lot more security just because of the threats out there for pregnancy resource centers. You know, because we're looked at as a bad guy by the other side, you know, and so a lot of misleading information out there about who we are and what we do. And so that's been the difficult part. But, yeah, just the pro-life or, you know, life issue in itself, especially with some changes going on over in Minnesota and things like that, that it's definitely, you know, our counselors have changed a little bit more because there's more availability to abortion out there, too. So that changes the impact of how, you know, the information we share and everything as well. But I think the biggest one is more the culture and the media and the negativity that's going towards pregnancy centers that is very misleading and incorrect.
Yeah, Kevin and I were talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before. Roe versus Wade is overturned, which is, if you're pro-life, something you celebrate for sure. But you also realize, according to our Constitution, each state then can decide what it wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So really it doesn't end abortion, but rather it goes back to the states. But it's turned into a very sad state of affairs. You mentioned Minnesota. I mean,
yeah.
Literally to have the governor jumping up and down, so excited to sign a bill that allows a baby to be aborted up to the moment of birth is hard to even comprehend, isn't it?
Yeah, and taking away, I feel like, the safety measures, which is the parental consent, the 24-hour waiting period, you know, things like that, that he's made it easier and more accessible as well. And I don't think that's fair to women because they don't get the option to necessarily think things through or have someone walk them through their situation.
That's why we're glad there's a women's care center, and you do good work. I hope folks support Women's Care Center for Giving Hearts Day today. Anything you want to tell us about? Last chance to make that pitch to our listeners to donate to Women's Care Center on Giving Hearts Day.
Yeah, this is your day to support us to keep growing. We're serving and loving on more families than ever before, and we need everyone's support as much as we can because we're 100% funded by the generosity of our donors.
And 20% of your budget is today, so it's a big dang day.
It's a big day, and I appreciate all those that support us and so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott, for having me on.
You bet. Angela Wambach from the Women's Care Center. Definitely want to include them in your Giving Hearts Day generosity. You need volunteers, too, right?
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Including men.
Including men. We need some good, strong men.
Yeah, some good, strong men to mentor other men, which is a wonderful opportunity as well to not just be pro-life. I always say it's not enough to be pro-life. There's something you can do about it, and lots of ways to help, and Giving Hearts Day is a good example of that today. So thanks, Angela. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Angela Wambach, Executive Director of the Women's Care Center. When we come back, we'll find out about all that hooting and hollering out there, giving away $100,000 to a lucky charity. The fun is underway, ladies and gentlemen. For the 16th year of Giving Hearts Day, we're live at Giving Hearts Day headquarters. More after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
$10,507,725. That's what that number's looking at.
Wow.
That's growing. For Giving Hearts Day, givinghearts.org. Remember to find your spot. And you should remember this. The magic of Giving Hearts Day is a $10 donation could become a $25,000 donation. Because each gift of $10 or more on Giving Hearts Day makes the charity eligible to win between $1,000 and $25,000 from Dakota Medical Foundation and other community partners. So that's pretty cool. That's part of the fun today. One of the many things we're watching, the golden tickets.
You heard the cheering last segment? They just, they're giving different charities are getting drawn for big money. CCRI in Moorhead, $100,000 they just were awarded.
And CCRI?
CCRI is, I want to get this right. CCRI is Creative Care for Reaching Independence. You see it on I-94. It's right by Pyfer's.
Okay.
They're neighbors to Pyfer's on 94 in Moorhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Creative Care for Reaching Independence. And they just, you know, wheelchairs and just, they amazing people. They just got, Sue Barron came in here in tears.
She did, yeah.
She was so moved by it.
That was cute.
$100,000 here. Go do what you do and be great at it. Unreal.
Giving Hearts Day is our topic today, that's for sure. And we're meeting lots of folks from different charities about the good they're doing on Giving Hearts Day and counting down to see, hey, are we going to be over $26.6 million? That's what it was last year. Already, as you heard, $10,500,000 and some change, so pretty darn good. Michael Meyer is here. Michael is the Director of Philanthropy from Hospice of the Red River Valley, one of the great charities. And nice to see you, Mike. How are you?
Fantastic. Great to see you all. This is a big day. Love to be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly right. And you brought Brenda Iverson with you as well. Brenda, what do you do at Hospice of the Red River Valley?
Good morning. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I get to work alongside Mike. It's awesome.
Glad to have you both here. So what do you want people to know about the work Hospice of the Red River Valley does?
Well, I'll let Brenda take a little bit on that, and then I'll follow up. So,
you know, so many people know what hospice is. The surprising thing to so many is that we help people live their best at the end of their life. That might be a day, it might be hours, it might be months, and it might even be a year. So it's really about helping people live well.
And Brenda, if you could just turn down your halo a little bit, it's kind of
blinding
me here.
I'm sorry.
It's a little bright. There's a lot of halo people running around here today.
Yeah, there are.
I need to get my sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's quite a privilege, and we get to help those families as well and loved ones. And we travel near and far. We are covering 50 counties, and our nurses, CNAs, social workers, our physician, our chaplains, they travel in, it's over 50,000 miles. So most want to be in their home. We know that most people want to be at home at the end of their lives. And so we help people do that. And it is incredibly meaningful, incredibly rewarding for us.
Yeah, that's great. What else you want to add, Mike?
Well, one of the big things that we've got coming up that Giving Hearts Day is really helping support is we have a hospice house, the first freestanding hospice house in North Dakota that is in construction as we speak, and it should be opening next year. And that gives another opportunity for us to serve people who maybe can't be in their homes at the end of lifespan. And so it also gives us a chance to provide respite care for those who are maybe being taken care of, but other family things come up, weddings, where how can you still provide the care for your loved ones? And that's an opportunity where Heather's House will be able to step in and really make a difference.
And I was going to say, Mike, one figure you gave me when we chatted earlier this week was that you have 250-some employees, but over 300 volunteers. And thinking about the logistics of what they have to do and where you guys have to do it, it's mind-boggling to me, but you pull it off. It's unreal.
It's amazing. And the volunteers today as part of Giving Hearts Day, as we know, it's not just about the dollars. It's about people stepping up in other ways. I've already gotten three calls this morning about people who want to volunteer as part of Heather's House. And what's even more exciting with Giving Hearts Day, we've had the Shields Foundation and the Shields family step up with a $2 million gift as part of Giving Hearts Day, with $1.5 million dedicated to the match today to really encourage others to help us build this facility that will really serve not only the local community but the region. As Brenda mentioned, we reach so many areas, and this is a place that will be home for not just in the Fargo-Moorhead area but northwest Minnesota as well as all of North Dakota.
50 counties. That's a lot of turf to cover. So as you mentioned, the volunteers are important as well as the monetary donations today. So tell folks how they can help today.
You know, we just are grateful. The dollars help, and so going to givingheartsday.org and donating to Hospice of the Red River Valley, those dollars go right back to the care that we provide. It's also those that want to give in another way is through volunteering, and volunteers help us in so many ways. It might be with a patient or family. It might be working in an office. It might be helping deliver supplies. So join us to volunteer. Become a part of our family and a part of this mission, and just reach out. We just are a part of that community, so we appreciate
it. Thank you, too. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great Giving Hearts Day.
Yeah, looking forward to progress on the new addition of the house as well. Mother's house, that's cool.
We'll keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
See you guys in Vergas in August, all right?
We'll be there.
All right.
Totally.
Get the bikes out. Ride for Oli.
Hospice of the Red River Valley, one of the many great charities for Giving Hearts Day. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Trust me, you want and you need a bathrobe from MyPillow. They are incredible. Lightweight, heavyweight, as low as $59.98 right now. There's a closeout sale going on the bathrobes at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. That's the number you can call. Always remember to use the promo code SCOTT. My slippers now are as low as $49.98. You're saving up to $100. And they're not slippers that you just necessarily wear around the house. You can wear them anywhere. They're that great, and they are so comfortable. The My Slippers, as low as $49.98 right now, $100 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for these great deals, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.